I'll be a friend to Jesus, my life for Him I'll spend. I'll be a friend to Jesus until my years shall end. They tried my Lord and Master with no one to defend. Within the hall of Pilate, he stood without a friend. I'll be a friend to Jesus, my life for Him I'll spend. I'll be a friend to Jesus until my years shall end. Always keeping the main thing, the main thing. Thanking God for Jesus Christ. Thanking God for the Holy Spirit. Thanking God for the church. Thanking God for this congregation. Thanking God for this morning. Thanking God for allowing us to come out to worship Him in spirit and in truth. Also thanking the leaders here, the elders here, for giving me another opportunity to come out and say something to you this morning. I hope and pray that what is said this morning made you a better person for being here. Good morning. How are you?
Blessed.
Amen. A happy Lord's Day. Amen. Amen. I remember, I don't know the sister's name, but she got that cotton voice. Happy Lord's Day. You know, Kathy? Okay, yeah. She's a beautiful person. Amen. My lesson today is taken from the book of John, the 6th chapter, verses 60. But I would like to read to you John 6, 48 through 69. That's John 6, 48 through 69. I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eat my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is that bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth this bread shall live forever. These things said he in the synagogue, as he taught in Capernaum. Many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? When Jesus knew in himself that the disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, does this offend you? What and if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. For there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not, who would betray him. And he said, therefore said I unto you, that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. From that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will you also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. My subject this morning is a hard saying. A hard saying. After the feeding of the 5,000, Jesus taught them repeatedly at this point that he is the bread of life, that he came down from heaven. He has told them that they must believe in him to have eternal life. He has told them that only those the Father draw will come to him. And he has told them that his flesh is true food and his blood is true drink. But still there was it sounded like a hard saying. A hard saying, and who could understand it? Someone had asked the question, what is a hard saying? A hard saying is a saying simply that is hard to accept. Something that it don't make sense. You know, something that you say, why do I have to do it that way? You know, there are some hard sayings in life that we go through. Went to the doctor, and the doctor told me, he said, Mr. Patterson, you can't eat bacon. He said, you can't eat pork chops. He said, you can't eat ribs. I said, what? Are you a real doctor? Could you be amen? Are you real? 2 Kings 5th chapter speaks of a man by the name of Naaman. He was a leper. And it was a hard saying that came to him because Naaman was a man who was in the king's eyesight as one of his leaders. He was a leader. And he worked with God to attack the Syrians, and he was a man of valor. He was a captain. He was up there, important man, amen. But he had leprosy, and because he had leprosy, he wanted to get rid of his leprosy, amen. He wanted the leprosy away from him. And to make a long story short, there came to him a message to say, dip in the Jordan or wash in the Jordan, dip in the Jordan 7 times, and you'll be clean. Now, Naaman, being who he is, why you want me to go in that dirty, muddy Jordan? Amen? Why? There's rivers here that's better, Abana and Farfar. It's better water. Why you want me to go in that dirty, muddy water? Why can't it just, amen? That was a hard saying to him. Why you want me to do that? You know, why? But it said that after a while he came to himself and he went down and he did what he was supposed to do, and guess what? He was clean. He was healed. Amen? He was healed. And sometimes, you know, these hard sayings, it comes, and just like, it don't, why should I got to do, why I got to be baptized? Why can't Jesus, he just come and just, amen? Why these hard sayings? Matthew 10:37, he that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. He who loveth a wife or a husband or children more, even self more than me. You get it, Jesus is saying something that don't really add up. Amen. What you mean I can't love my wife or my mother or my father more than you? Can I just love you? Y'all the same? You know, why can't I? Amen. You know, Jesus is saying something to us today. That the flesh, right, will cause you to love in a way that will take you away from God. Because it's just like, say you say for instance, you and your wife have an argument, and you love her so, you love her so much that you will jump off her. Amen. And this particular morning, she's so mad, he's so mad, and she said, I ain't going to church today. Well, if you ain't going, I ain't going either. Amen? You see, so, and that, you're putting the wife before Christ. Amen? Christ won't need and has to be first. If you can't put him first, you're going to put somebody else first who ain't really first. Somebody ain't got the ability to save you. Amen. And he's saying that he must be first. Amen. He must, there must not be no other God or person or whoever before me. He must be first. And now he was speaking to remember, he was speaking to disciples and apostles. He just like he's speaking to us. You see, the world don't know this. The world hear this and they just can't understand. The Bible said they would hear and not understand, they will see it and can't perceive it. Just don't understand. But we as Christians, we need to understand these hard sayings that it's good for us. Just like that castor oil, you remember? How many of you remember castor oil? Yeah, you see it. Amen? You know, if you got a headache, castor oil. If you got a stomach ache, castor, but it could have been a mind over matter thing, but it worked, but it tastes nasty. It tastes so nasty till you didn't want to get sick. You try your best not to get sick because you know that you're coming here, you know, amen? You know, and you try your best not to get sick, but it was good for you. And these hard saying that Jesus, believe me, is good for us. It may be hard, but it's good for us. Amen. And there's many hard sayings in this book. Amen. Matthew, the fifth chapter, verses 29 and 30. If your right eye offend thee, pluck it out. If your right hand offend thee, cut it off. That just don't add up, Jesus. If he meant it like that, it would be a lot of blind people. Amen. It would be many blind folks. But the meaning was that, see, sometimes our eyes look at the wrong thing. Amen. And Jesus says, stop looking at those things. Amen. Sometimes our hands touch the wrong thing. Jesus says, stop touching those things. Amen. It's better for you not to see them. It's better for you not to touch them. Well, Jesus, I accidentally went into the ABC store and bought a fifth. So I'm just going to drink it because I got it. Oh, I accidentally bought a Playboy magazine and I'm just going to look through it, you know, because I bought it already. Amen. Jesus is saying, if that thing is going to cause you to go to hell, don't look at it. He's saying if that thing that you touch is going to cause you to go to hell, don't touch it. Amen. Don't leave it alone. Don't touch it. Don't touch this, like the camera says, you know. Forget about that. Anyway, Matthew 19:21. It says, now this is a big one. Go and sell all that you have and give to the poor. Amen. Now that don't add up. That's a hard saying. Jesus, you know, for a person who don't understand it, they ain't going to get it. And that's why you got a lot of people who not in the church today because they just can't get that. So many in the church have what? Left. Are you with me? They have left because they can't get these hard sayings. And he was speaking to the church. Amen? Just like he's speaking to us. Many have left. Bible says, for the harvest is great, but the labors are few. And every time we're missing a labor, the harvest gets greater. Amen? Every time we miss a labor, every time a labor leaves, the harvest gets greater. Amen? And it's saying that sell all. That means, what it really means is to empty yourself of all sinful thoughts, sinful ways, the sins that used to cause you to fall, the sin that caused you to be a slave. Get rid of it. Get rid of all, not just some of it. Well, Lord, I'm going to keep, you know, because, you know, I still kind of do this. And I'm gonna keep. He says get rid of all. That's what he's saying. Get rid of all and follow. Come and follow me. And he used money because, you know, the Bible says, for the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some have covered after have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrow. He used that because we love money so much. And we can't depart from that. You see, we can't depart from that idle money. You see, we, like I said before, we dig the ore up, we dig the metal up, amen. We make the machine that makes the money, amen. We cut the tree down to get the paper, all right. We make the paper, then we make the money, then we turn right around and what? Serve it, amen. Does that make any sense? Are you with me? We make money what it is. Money don't make us what we are. Amen? Because if it did, I would be... amen. I just ain't got it. Amen? Amen. But it said, get it all out. Sell all that mess that's in you. Sell it all and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen? All the way. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. You see, if you're going to trust in the Lord with all your heart, you can't have nothing in your heart that's in the way. Because God, the Spirit and all that ain't going to be all. Are you with me? You'll be walking around as a lukewarm Christian because you mixed it. Amen? You mix a little sin with righteousness and it becomes lukewarm. Amen? And we don't want to be lukewarm Christians because God said he would spew us out of his mouth. Amen. So he's saying that you know, don't let the idols be over me. Let me be over the idols and over family, over everything. You know, trust me. Trust me. Trust me. Matthew 8:22. This it said that this is the hardest hard thing. Amen. You know, this is the hardest. It says, follow me and let the dead bury the dead. They say that's hard. That's a hard saying, you know, because, you know, we have loved ones, and I know, God forbid, I know we have loved ones who have just passed away, and God bless you. God is with you. God is going, he's going to comfort you. I believe this because he comforted me. I've been there. Are you with me? I've been there. Amen. But it's saying that let the dead bury the dead. He was speaking, speaking spiritually. He said that spiritually, the spiritually dead, let them bury the physical dead. Are you with me? And come follow me. In other words, he's using this. He's saying that we are not let any excuse in this world be an excuse not to follow him. Amen? Because we could use some excuses in this world not to follow. Well, you know, I got to, you know, I'm going to start going to church as soon as I get a job. Amen? As soon as I get work, I'm coming to church. I remember as a kid, it was his family. It was a big family. They lived right down the street from the church, and they would be the first one. They would walk to church, Brother Jared, and they would be the first one there. The first. They didn't just like right across the street, maybe there, you know, and they would be the first one there every Sunday. We roll up in the yard as a kid, right? They were there. I can remember them on the porch, you know, on the porch of the church, just waiting for, you know, for the doors. They would just be there. Amen? They got a car. Something happened. Amen? They got a car and just could not make it on time. Are you with me? So these things happen. These things happen. But he said, let the dead bury the dead. Nothing should be that important that we can't put Christ first. Christ first. And he's speaking to us. If Christ called, we ought to come. Amen? If he tell us to do, we ought to do. If he say not to go, we are not to go. There should be no excuses in this world made up if it's whatever. We should listen to Christ and not the excuse, because the excuse would make us have another excuse to have the excuse, to have the excuse, to have the excuse. Amen. Hard sayings all through the book, but he was speaking to us that there's going to be some hard sayings, and he's saying that he's telling us that his word is right. All we have to do is have faith. Amen. Have faith in what he's saying. We just have, even though it don't sound right, but he said, have faith. Amen. I heard somebody say it like this: it's better to have and don't need than to need and don't have. We got to have this faith in Christ. Faith in Christ. Giving faith, loving faith, you know, we're going to see some more hard sayings in here. And we sure enough going to need some faith with these. Amen. Because we all need help now. Just because I'm up here, you know, preaching, that don't mean I ain't going to need some help sometimes. Because I may fall. But I heard a preacher say it like this. He said, if you are a true Christian, when you fall, you'll get back up. And I believe that. If you are a true Christian, when you fall, you get back up. But there are times when we fall, we may need some assistance getting back up. And I may fall and may need you. Just because I'm up here and you sitting down there, that don't mean that I'm all that. Once again. Amen? John. The book of John. Luke. I'm sorry. Luke. The sixth chapter. Verses 27 through 38. And these are some hard sayings. Book of Luke, the sixth chapter, verses 27 through 38. 27. But I say unto you, which hear. And you know, the book teaches us, it says, for those who have an ear, let him hear. Are you with me? Those who have an ear, let him hear. He's speaking to us. We need to hear this. We need to hear God's word. Because if we don't hear it, we ain't going to get it. And if we don't get it, it ain't nobody's fault but our own. But I say unto you, verse 27, you which hear, love your enemies. Do good to them which hate you. Hard saying. Amen. That's a hard saying in the hallway. It's a hard saying to love somebody who hates you. And do good to them. Who are you with me? That's heavy, Jesus. But Jesus is saying, trust me. Trust me. Amen. Remember Peter? Peter saw Jesus. And Peter says, is you, Lord? Yes, it's me. Can I come out on this water? You know, because Jesus says, come. Trust me. Come on. And what happened? He got up there and he walked. Peter walked on water. But something happened. He started. He heard the wave. He started weakening the faith. Are you with me? Because those waves was, you know, maybe a shark is out there. I don't know. You know, he was supposed to keep his eyes on Christ. But he walked on the water because he trusted God. He had faith. He had faith now. And he walked on that water for a spell. And then he began to sink. But then again, he showed up his faith sure enough because he called on the right one. He said, Lord, save me. Amen. Even though he failed, even though he started sinking, he said, Lord, save me. Amen. And God saved him. You see, we have to trust God with all our hearts, not some of our heart, but all of our hearts. It's a trust thing. We have to trust him with all we have. You know, trust the Lord. Trust him. He's speaking to us, you and me. He ain't just speaking to you and I got it. You know, no. He's speaking to all of us, young and old, black and white. Amen. He's speaking to all of us. Amen. He's saying, trust him with all your heart. Not some, not 99%, 100%. Trust him, he's saying. Verse 28, bless them that curse you and pray for them which despitefully use you. Amen. You know, that's heavy. You know, you know, they curse you, you want to curse them back. You know, especially when you're driving, right? You're driving and you ain't bothering nobody. You just want to get home and get to your destination. That's all you want to do. But this person, you know, can't understand that you made a mistake. And they're going, you know, and then they're going to do that finger at you. Right? Are you with me? You know, that hurts, man. That hurts. And then you want to do it back at them. Are you with me? But Jesus is saying, don't do it back at them. Don't worry about it. You know, you made a little mistake. You caused them to be bitter. You know, so you're going to be all right. And sometimes they cause you to want to give them that finger. Amen? And you ought to say, you know, I'm not going to, you know. Amen? Amen. It says, pray for them who despitefully use you. You know, there's some people who do spiteful things. They just want to get to you. Are you with me? They want to get to you badly. So they do spiteful things. And them kind of spiteful things that they just do, you want to just do something back. Are you with me? You work with them. It seemed like they should be glad that they got a Christian working with them. It seemed like it should be a blessing, but it's a curse to them. You know, it seemed like it should be a blessing, and they would do things over and over just to get you, you know, just to steal your joy. And when they steal your joy, you might cuss. You cuss? I told you he wasn't no Christian, you see? You know, after 5 years of taking this mess from you, you know, finally made somebody cuss. And then I told you he wasn't no Christian. You heard him, right? Didn't y'all hear him? Did you know? And it seemed like a whole lot of people going to be around at that time, too. You know? But anyway, verse 29, and to him that smiteth thee on one cheek, offer also him to the other. That's heaven. Amen. And him that taketh away that cloak, forbid him not to take away thy coat. Give to every man that asks thee, and of him that taketh away thy goods, ask not again. Heaven. And as you would that men should do to you, all, do ye also unto them likewise. We call that the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. That's the golden rule. This is, you know, Christ ain't giving us all bitter things. He's giving us some sweet stuff too, you know. Amen. So, and we have to hear this. For those who have an ear, let him hear. Amen. Verse 32. For if you love them which love you, what thanks have you? For sinners also love those that love them. And if ye do good to them which do good to you, what thank ye have ye? Sinners also do the same thing. In other words, don't look for somebody who love you to love. You know, don't look for somebody who gonna help you. The Bible teaches about a dinner. It says go out. It said don't invite the people who is able to what? Give you back. Invite those who can't give you nothing back. Amen. That's the kind of people we ought to be. Amen. The Bible says, verse 34, and if they lend to them of whom you have hoped to receive, what thank have you? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much. Amen. You know, when we lend, you know, when you lend, you give it from your heart. And it seems like when you give, right, it seemed like it's leaving you. You know, it seemed like when you lose, it's leaving you. But the Bible teaches us when you give, it's coming. Amen. That's why it says give later on in verse 38. It says give and it shall be given. Good measure. Are you with me? You see, it says give and it shall be. But sometimes we think, Christians, he's speaking to Christians now. We think that when we give, we're losing. But the Bible says when we give, we're gaining. Amen. That's what it's telling us. Especially when we give by faith from our hearts. When we truly mean it. Amen. You know, and we don't want it back so quick. Hey, man, I'll loan you $5, man. I need my money, man. You know, it's been a long while now. I mean, give me, you know, amen. But that's how we could be. It says, love your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Lord. As your Father is also merciful. Amen. In verse 38, I'm going to skip 37. You can read that when you get home. 38, give. Remember we spoke about giving, right? When we give, it seems like it's gone. But when we give, it's actually we're getting. Amen. We might not get back from the person that we gave it to, but God got a way of giving us back things. Amen. Are you with me? Look what it says. It says, give, and it shall be given unto you good measure. Good measure. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give into your bosom, for with the same measure you meet with all, it shall be measured to you again. Amen. You see, it's a hard saying. God is saying, give and don't look for nothing back. Are you with me? But he's telling us something. He said, trust me with all you got. He said, trust me. I know what I'm saying. Are you with me? Trust me. Trust me. Trust me. That's what he's saying. You see? And the question is, will we, after all these hard things, will we turn back? You know, will we turn away because of, you know, I could do some of those things, but, you know, Jesus, I don't know, you know. And if you can't, just be honest with Jesus. He'll help you. And you'll be surprised. Amen. You'd be surprised what God could develop in you. You'd be surprised the kind of person you could be if you hear God. Amen. If you hear him, you know, and perceive him, if you get it, you're going to get it. If you get it, you got it. You're going to get it. Huh? Don't grow weary in well doing it. Amen. Don't get tired of doing what's right. Don't get tired of studying. You got to study. Don't wait till you get to the church to hear somebody say something. Amen. You got to read. You got to study. Amen. You can't get around that. You got to do these things. You got to pray. You got to pray for your harvest. You got to pray. And we'll talk about praying another time. Amen. But praying is serious, you know. And you got to study. You got to study. You got to ask God, God, I want this. I'm not afraid. I want this. I know it's heavy, you know. Because sometimes you loan money to some people, and some people told you not to do it. Then they go, "Come, I told you not to do it." You see, I told you not to. Are you with me? And it's gonna make you feel all bad. Are you with me? But you need Christ in these situations to tell the person, "Listen, I did what the Lord had me to do. I done what God told me to do." Amen. 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 Thank you for not going to sleep. In closing, someone has said, "The more we trust him, the more we know. The more we know, the more we go. The more we go, the more we sow. The more we sow, the more we grow. The more we grow, the more we show that Jesus is the only one who can deliver us from the devil's our fault." Amen. If you are here and you are not a member of the church, there's something that you must do, to become a member. You must hear God's word. You must. You must hear God's word. You can't get around it. You must believe God's word. You can't get around it. You must repent of your way. You cannot get around it. You must repent. You got to repent. You got to turn around. You got to stop. 100% repent. You have to, you know, "Well, Brother Pastor, I can't repent in 100%. Just do what God was having you to do. Repent. And he will, you know, the Bible teaches us, it says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." Amen. You know, God says, Paul planted, Apollos watered, but God give the increase. God is going to give the increase. Don't worry about that. God, he's not slack in his promises. Amen. We must repent. We must confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. We cannot get around that. We must confess this out of our mouth. We must say this. You say, that don't make sense. But do it. Amen? Do it. And we must be baptized in water for remission of sin. In water. Go down into the water. Not sprinkle, but go down, burial, into the water. Amen? And it says you are a saved person. After that, stay in God's grace. Amen? Stay in His grace. Stay in His grace. Don't be baptized and then leave, because that's what a lot of people is doing. You know, they're leaving the faith and going back into the harvest. Amen? And every time you leave the laborers, it puts a weight, more weight on the laborers. Amen? We must come to worship. You can't get around that. You must give. You can't get around that. You must teach. You can't get around it. You must preach. You can't get around it. Amen? You must love. You can't get around it. Because when you love doing something, it's so easy. Amen? Learn to love to do what Christ would have us to do. I'm learning. I'm still learning. I ain't there yet. I ain't all that. Amen? But Christ is all that. And He's all I need. Amen? If you are here and you are a member and you are in need of prayer, you may ask at this time as we together stand and sing.